Hi, this is Chris. Join me on Sundays from 6 to 7 for Counting the Beat, an hour of Kiwi music on the beach.
The old plantation on stock, fight, screams from the old plantation on stock, fight.
Counting the Beat, showcasing non-stop Kiwi music every Sunday on the beach.
Hi there, New Zealand. This is the dealer of Dandy Discs, and I've got 60 minutes with you.
I hope you'll use it wisely.
Yes, siree. We'll be spinning the latest tracks from the world of wax.
You're on Counting the Beat here on the beach, 99.4 FM, Kiwi music every Sunday from 6 to 7 with me, Chris. And we started tonight's show with a new track from a band called George and Queen, Didn't Mean It That Way. That's from their album released this week, going by the name of City. Well, shockwaves were felt throughout the New Zealand music scene this week when it was learnt that neither Don McGlashan nor Dave Dobbin were amongst the five finalists for the 2007 Silver Scroll Awards. Within living memory, it's been common practice for the pair to take turnabout for top New Zealand music awards, with the occasional concession to the third of the great Kiwi music triumvirate, Neil Finn. A clearly shaken McGlashan, bathing in a river of tears, was unable to comment, but he's said to be counting the cost of a now unnecessary mantelpiece extension. Dobbin, meanwhile, has put away the welcome mat at his comfortable Greyland home, and he may be considering applying to Algeria for refugee status. When asked for his opinion on the matter, Neil Finn flew into a rage and could be heard muttering, "It's all that Helen Clark's fault." New Zealand music fans now face the prospect of having to come to terms with a whole new generation of musical talent receiving acclaim and airplay. Music scene commentator, high-profile DJ and beach radio owner Barry Jenkin made a statement summing up public feeling on the scandal.
"Everyone knows there's been no decent new talent since 1984, he said. "What are they playing at?"
Well, what do you think? We are now going to run through the five finalists for this year's Silver Scrolls, and you can see what you think, and I'll let you know later on how you can have a say as well. Kicking things off is Liam Finn with the song Second Chance from his just released solo album, I'll Be Lightning.
Second Chance. up to make it right. Too proud to let go. Remember me. Honestly, I don't remember who you are. So it seems. So it seems tonight you've got that wild look in your eye.
That's a good song, eh? That's Second Chance from Liam Finn. And, yeah, we know it's a good song because it's been nominated for the Silver Scrolls, which are New Zealand's premier songwriting competition. And there's five finalists for that award, which is given out on September the 18th. And I'm going to run through all five of those tonight on the show. Alphabetical order by artist. So started off with Liam Finn there. And up next, Brooke Fraser. This is the title track from her latest album. This is called Albertine. Now, the Silver Scrolls have been going since 1965, and there's been some pretty prestigious winners over the years. We're yet to see who will take out this year's award. That all happens on September the 18th. One of the cool things about the awards show is that they get other musicians to perform the songs, which kind of is a nice idea because it shows you whether it really works as a song within another context and with a different interpretation, or rather whether it's really reliant on the delivery of the particular and original performer. Last year there was a nice little cover of The Mint Chicks by Anika Moa. No, other way around. And The Mint Chicks did a nice cover of an Anika Moa song, which had been nominated. This year, one of the nominees is The Mint Chicks, and we're going to hear from them now. This is from their album Crazy Yes, Dumb No. It's the title track. The Mint Chicks, Crazy Yes Dumb No, and that's their song nominated in this year's Silver Scroll finalists, one of five. This year, on our frankly quite very good indeed blog, you can vote to pick which you think should win the Silver Scrolls. It won't have any bearing on the final outcome whatsoever. But actually, while we're on that, the voting's changed a bit this year. In past years, they've had this little panel, and they've selected the winner from the final five. This year, anyone who is an APRA member gets to participate in voting for the finalists. So it's a bit more democratic and representative, I suppose you could say. And kind of in along those lines, we've got this little poll on the blog. So you go to waihikiradio.blogspot.com. Look in the sidebar. There's a little poll there. The five songs are listed, and you can click on the one and vote for it, the one that you think should win the Silver Scrolls. And that poll is open right up until September the 18th, and then the first show after the awards, we'll do a comparison to see whether our listeners and blog visitors like the same thing as the APRA members. Now, on with the finalists. This next one is from Op Shop. It's called Maybe.
So what's this big secret you can't tell me? I don't want a piece of this. Haven't we all had enough? Enough for one day? I don't wanna argue with you. You got me shivering in my spine. If everything turned out as we had said, we wouldn't have to sit through any of this. Maybe I would be a better fit in my own skin. I'm not gonna try to divide or ignore you into pieces of a puzzle that never seemed.
Maybe from Op Shop. You're listening to Counting the Beat on the Beach 99.4 FM. This is our Kiwi music show. I'm Chris, And I'll run you through the show every week from 6 till 7. And tonight we're taking a listen to the five finalists for the 2007 Silver Scroll Awards. One to go. So far we've had a listen to Liam Finn's Second Chance, Albertine from Brooke Fraser. What was the third one? Oh, the Mint Chicks, Crazy Yes, Dumb No, maybe from Op Shop, and we've got one to go, which is Beautiful Haze from SJD, a song with some really, really good lyrics, actually. I'm a fan of the song. I don't like everything on the new album, but this one I definitely do. So take a listen. Here we go. This is SJD, Beautiful Haze.
Smash the state, but it's getting late. Mostly I'm just working for the man. It might be good to tell the boss that I don't give a toss, and to stick his lame ass job, but I'm not sure that I can.
Rounding off, a very good bunch of finalists for the Silver Scrolls this year. Liam Finn, Second Chance, Albertine from Brooke Fraser, Crazy Yes, Dumb No from the Mint Chicks, Maybe from Op Shop, and Beautiful Haze from SJD. Now the voting details again, if you want to participate in the Beach Radio poll on the Silver Scrolls, go to our blog, waihikiradio.blogspot.com, and cast your vote, and we'll bring you the comparison after September the 18th between your vote and that of the APRA members as they vote for that award. On with the music now. This is from the new album from Grand Prix. It's called Terraplane Twilight, the album that is. It's their third album. This one's out on Arch Hill Records, and the track we're going to hear is... I can't remember which one I queued up, actually. I'll have to tell you later on. It's either way, you'll like it. With Siren. They're a band that always sound like they're impersonating other bands, but doing it very well. You can probably pick up elements of Belder Space in that track. It's from an EP called 12 Hour Collision, and 7 tracks on there, and they're all really good, actually, and a couple of live tracks as well, plus a little bit of a DVD, you know, as people do now, multimedia and all of that. And before that was Grand Prix from the album Terraplane Twilight, and the song we heard was Zhang. Third album from them out on Arch Hill. So that almost brings us to the end of Counting the Beat for another week. I'll be back next Sunday with more Kiwi music for you. Don't forget to vote on waihikiradio.blogspot.com. We're going to finish off tonight with Garageland doing a take on The Chills. Have a good week, everyone.
Let's go out the way we came in. That's swinging.